Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We're going to start this evening with what could be a massive lawsuit. A number of families are planning to sue public and private nursing homes for wrongful death and negligence of their loved ones arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. More than half of the 4,357 deaths so far from COVID-19 have been residents in nursing homes. I'm joined now by Conall McGarrity, a director of PA Duffy Solicitors, who is one of the law firms involved in these legal actions. Conall, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you talk to me about the scale of all of this? How many cases are you currently taking on against nursing homes?
Firstly, it's good to join the show, and thanks for the invitation. Currently, we have received instructions from around 40 families there in respect of residents in both public and private care homes.
And how did this come about?
It came about just through contact from concerned family members. Their loved ones had either died or sustained a serious injury throughout the pandemic, and they brought their concerns to our office.
Mm-hmm. So just to be clear on this, you're suing for wrongful death and also for injury by reason of negligence. What is the basis of these legal actions you're taking?
The basis is that there are around over half of deaths in nursing homes during the COVID pandemic have been in respect of care home residents. And we had sent letters to a number of homes alleging various allegations of negligence and breach of statutory duty.
Mm-hmm. And we know how traumatic the pandemic has been for everyone, but for residents of nursing homes for sure, and for their loved ones. And we've spoken to many nursing home owners on this programme, and they tell us they try their very best under extremely difficult circumstances, and they were often unable to secure sufficient PPE, Conall, particularly at the beginning of the pandemic, at the beginning of the year last year. They had staffing difficulties as well. They had many staff who were either ill with COVID-19 or absent because of self-isolation as per public health guidelines and so on. I mean, how reasonable is it, in your opinion, to hold them to account for death and injury in that context?
We will have to investigate each and every claim on its own merits, and we will be seeking extensive pre-action discovery. And at that stage, you know, we will be able to make a conclusion on the level of responsibility or liability.
But is it your contention that nursing homes simply should have done better at acquiring PPE, for example, despite the fact that there was a worldwide shortage of PPE because of the pandemic?
Well, that is one of the allegations that we will be investigating. We'll have to look at the role of the state, and particularly the HSE, in terms of their efforts to secure and procure relevant...
And have you joined the state in any way? Have you joined the Department of Health, for example, or the state in any way with this action?
Well, we will be investigating fully the role of the state in terms of their overall handling of this matter, and it will just depend on the care home mm-hmm. and its status as a public or a private home, but certainly the state have...
So it's not simply the nursing homes. You could be joining the state here as well.
Yes, there's a possibility of that.
Okay. And is it your contention as well that given that there was a global pandemic and that it was all hands at the pump, basically, and you remember at the start of the pandemic here, is it your contention that nursing homes should have done better at retaining staff, even though they were out with illness or out self-isolating as per public health guidelines? That is your contention, is it?
Well, there is an overriding obligation on the state and on the nursing home to protect and promote the health and safety of vulnerable residents. And we will be examining all of those matters in order to reach a conclusion on whether they have achieved that or not.
There's another element to this, briefly, Conal. You're looking for a full public inquiry and also a separate human rights investigation. Tell me about that.
Yes, there are two legal avenues in that respect. The first is the Section 35 route of the Human Rights and Equality Commission Act 2014. So there's a duty and a key function of the Human Rights and Equality Commission to conduct inquiries where there's serious violations of human rights and there's a systematic failure to comply with human rights. So to this point, it's clear that there has been specific violations of human rights in individual homes and a broader systematic failure of the state to implement policies which could have prevented this. The second avenue is the Commission of Investigation, and it's within the power of any government minister to propose a Commission of Investigation.
Okay.
And any matter of significant public concern.
Okay, well, it could be, as I say, a significant, and will be if it's launched in its entirety, a significant lawsuit. Colin McGarity, Director of PA Duffy Solicitors, thank you very much indeed for joining us.